Okay, we carry on. Simon Tov Reish Ein Zayin. The halacha now is the halachas of a guest, Achsanoi, Bechanukah, and then we're going to go into further shailas in Chinuch and more. Yeah, okay, let's see. So, Achsanoi She Madlikin Alav Beveisoi. So this is a shaila of a guest and are the Zoomers on? Can you hear me? Can you see me? Is all good? The Zoomers?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Very good. So Achsanoi is a guest. Achsanoi she'en madlikin alav beveisoi. You've got a guest. A guest in somebody's house. She'en madlikin alav beveisoi. Who is not... his own family is not lighting for him. Say he doesn't have a family, or say they were quite happy to, you know, to get rid of him, and he's not, you know, they're not, don't have in his mind, out of sight, out of mind, kind of. So either way, this is a person who is a guest by his host, and nobody's lighting for him in his own house. Now, so does he have an obligation to light or not? Does he have his own obligation? Does he have a chiyuv really? Yeah, he does have a chiyuv. Yeah. So, but where can he light? What should he do? So, he can either go home, but he can't, for practical reasons. Can he light where the host is? Yeah, but he can. But he, in principle, of course, he could light where the host, but he may not feel comfortable, may not be practical to light. What is he meant to do? Can't light at home, can't light by the host. So, Achshonoi Shemadlikin Alav Beveisoi, pardon?
Is his wife lighting for
him? No. So, explicitly not. If his wife would be lighting for him, she could. Then he's potter. So, I'm specifically referring to Shein Madlikin Alav Beveisoi, if he's not being yotze through his wife. Good point. So Tzorech Los is Putel Balabais. What you can do, this is option number three. What you can do is Los is Putel. You can give money Le Balabais for the host. Le Shtatef Imoy to partnership. Yeah, to pay, to co-pay, to have. A financial contribution, b'shem with the oil used b'shem shel Chanukah. So you can have a partnership with your host. How much does the oil cost? Yeah, here, take money towards it. So there is a chiddush over here. Rabbi said this is a chiddush. There's achsanoi. It's a new sugi over here, a new topic, that there is a concept of being Yotze by paying towards it. Now, I'll tell you, it's a bit of a chiddush here because if somebody eats matzah, yeah, I can't pay him to, give him a five and say, you know, you be moitzi me. It doesn't work. You can't.
Can you?
No, you've got to do the mitzvah. You've got to do the mitzvah.
But in terms of the bialis, the
shutfus.
Doesn't work by
I don't remember the maskana. Discussion, I don't remember what we said.
Kakele would work.
Yeah, for the Kakele
would be okay.
But in terms of, by the aluminium?
Owning it 50-50 with the
shutter. Yeah, no, I don't remember now. There's a shal about it. I don't remember now. First day of Sukkot. So here now, we have got a chiddush now that we can be yotze by paying money. You try it out with a lulav, it's not going to work. You can't just give somebody money, he's going to be moitzi the mitzvah. You can't give somebody money to eat the matzah and you'll be out here, physically by paying, of having contribution in the oil, you fulfill your mitzvah.
What about Ner Shabbos?
Would it work? Does the concept exist there? Eh? Yeah, so... So, whilst the halachas are a bit different, but the concept, the achsanoi idea exists there too, yeah. So now, Tzorech Los is Putel Balabais, the Shtatef Imoy B'Shem Shel Chanukah. If he has his own entrance, Le'atzmo Tzorech Ladik B'Pesachoy. So, Yiddish Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, I know, of course you can be Meshtatef B'Putel, but if you've got your own side entrance, this is 7 years old, please give me the respect for being a hoarder. Yeah, this is 7 years old. 7 years old.
Thank you, wife. I
mean, absolutely. No, I've hid it. Don't worry, I've hid it. And she would never let. So this is the typical case. The typical case of a menorah. You've got over here the correct place of the menorah. You've got the aliyah, Chalon, you've got the Pesach Habayis and Pesach Chotzer. So now, if a person has got his own entrance, Rabbi spoke about Pesach Chotzer being Machloek is Pesach Habayis and Pesach Chotzer. So, in the Aliyah you light, yeah? So if you've got your own entrance, you should light by your own entrance. But clearly we're referring to, in our scenario over here, we're talking about a case, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you're lighting your... that the Baal HaBayis is lighting either Pesach HaBayis or Pesach Chotzer, and there's only one entrance. If there's a separate entrance for you, you should light as a guest in your own personal entrance. Which is, by the way, which is the correct procedure, if possible at all, in a hotel. So if you've got your own entrance, your own rented area, then you should light over there. But if you're literally just sharing your own the area with the host, you should do Mishnat
Vaputeh. When it says
you've
got an entrance, does that mean even if it's not facing Rosh Hashanah?
Well,
I'm assuming it is facing
Rosh Hashanah. It must be a mokum, yeah. A mokum that you can light, that you fulfill the mitzvah by lighting, yeah. So, v'afol pi she'oseh bayis eino miyuchad al lesheino, even though this house is not designated only for sleeping, v'oichel al shulchan Baal HaBayis, and he's eating. So this host is even inviting him for eating. So literally, you don't have your own... you're literally just sleeping there. You've got your own little place for sleeping, but otherwise you do everything with the host. You're even eating with the host. For Adil Ben Oichel, it's obviously your son eating by his father. Halacha will be the same. If you've got your own entrance, you should light by your own entrance. If you do not have your own entrance, you should be mishtatev v'puta. V'yeish oimdi b'zman hazeh shematlikim b'fnei mamash, yadlik mokum sh'oichel v'chenu agud ramov, he goes again once the shitosoi. If you are lighting inside like we do nowadays, you should light by the mokum achili where you eat. Rabbi, I want to clarify this a little bit. We've got a concept of achsanoi. This is not really... it's not really shlichus halacha. It's not like a shlichus that we normally find. There's just this concept that if you are being hosted, you are somewhere, and you don't have your own entrance, you don't have your own place, you can't be yoitz mishtat v'puta. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah Cotton Base says. V'she'en madlikin ala v'veisoi, ki medina, really, halachically speaking, k'she'ishtoi madlekes ne'chanukah v'veisoi, if his wife lights the menorah in his house, who yoitze yidei chayvosoi, his yoitze is fulfillment, but lokoso, through her lighting. Yes, you can have the housewife lighting. He'll be yoitze with that. Yeah.
And could you comment? That's even if he doesn't hear the brachas.
Yes, even if he doesn't hear the brachas. Very good point. Av shu rochoik, av, next line addresses your point. Av, although shebemokim rochoik mebeisoi, although you may be in a far and a distant place, you are yoitze through your wife writing for you. And you do not need to join in financially. So I want to just clarify your very point. There is a concept of shlichus, which does exist in some areas. I can ask you to be a shliach for my mitzvah. There is mitzvah I can do. And shlichus exists by menorah as well. But in such an instance, you'd have to hear the bracha. We'll be halacha discussed later. Then if you are shlichus, if I'm sending you to the mitzvah, then you've got to hear the bracha, and it would only work if you hear the bracha. However, this is not shlichus halacha. This is a concept of mishtatev v'puta. If your wife lights in her house, she can be yoitz to you anyway. That works. Because that. But if you are with medin achsanoi, that's not a shlichus halacha. If you pay towards it, you're yoitz. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that it's not a chatchil in the end of Sif Kotten Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, Mikomokim yesh lish lachsanoi ne, nochon yoyz ladik me'atzmoi, Mishnah Berurah says, if you can light your own, it's still better. But there is such a concept of lachsanoi. Okay, save base. Kotten shigia lechinuch, here again, we mentioned that yesterday. Kotten shigia lechinuch, tzorich lehadlik. A child who's yelach chinuch tzorich lehadlik. So does that work or does it not work? Does that work?
Trouble,
yeah. You're getting the same problem here. How does that work?
So the
force charges the yisoy. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah is really bothered. Look at that. Mishnah Berurah have got new gimel, and this is very much in line with what we discussed yesterday. What is a child really? If he's 8 years old, is he obligated to light? It doesn't make sense. Says Mishnah Yosef Kotnud Gimel, if he must pass on Mechaber, what Mechaber passed on earlier, Tafilo Mehadrin min Mehadrin in Madlik Nerak Nech Echod, we have learned that the Mehadrin min Mehadrin, you know, one light is really sufficient. Lechol An Shabbais, for the entire family. Virak, only Shemoy Sifin, Vehoilchin, Vechol Yoim, we add every night, Ne Echod, one night, Yosef, we add and add and add, we do Mehadrin. So how can you say that the child is obligated to light? He's not obligated to light because he's got his own house. Watch out. You know, we thought our kids are spoiled, but this is the real thing. You know, they've got their own house. Therefore, his child has got his own house, and in such an instance, is so the Mishnah Berurah is a paskin. We are talking about, look at the last few words again. Beis b'fnei atzmo, talking about his child has got his own house. It's a very b'chodesh tikkun pshat, but there's no alternative to how to learn this shulchan aruch. Achsanoi really is very similar to Bochim. To Bochim. So what would you say? Children under Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering.
So Lichoyre, the halach will be...
They all live under one roof, but they're all not family, but they're all living there. What would the halach be?
I'm thinking...
Right on their own?
So there's two elements to your question. What if you're talking about one? There's two aspects to your question which have to be thought through. One is the fact that they're all ketanim, and one is that they're all living together. So
no one's lighting for them at home. Let's say that.
Yeah, it's an interesting. It's a really interesting shaila.
Yeah. They say they've got no
parents. Right. So I don't think that we're mishtatev v'putev. I think probably it would be a ghetto of nei shuvei. One person should be lighting for all of them. And there would be an element of Mahadrim and if they wish to add, if they all wish to light their own, they probably can. It's interesting, Charlotte. It's something to think about. Yeah, interesting. Any further thoughts on this interesting Shulchan Aruch? Cotton, shigia lechinuch tzorich
lehadlik.
Yeah.
That's not talking about a cotton living in a house with his parents.
Yeah. The Didan
that we, that everybody
lights,
including
cotton. Didan, according to us,
means the
Didan,
when he wants to apply the glosses
of
the remark to the.
So, in other words, what you're saying, there's two ways of learning this more. You can either learn it that it's talking about a very unique case of a child owning his own place, then he's got an obligation to light. And this, according to this interpretation, cotton shigelech tzorich lehadlik is to be learned very literally and correctly. He must light his own because he's got his own house. Alternatively, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what you're pointing out, you could learn that according to the Ramah, where the minhag is that everybody lights himself. That's what our children do, they light themselves. So it's a Mahadrin that everybody lights himself, but it is what the Ramah says the Mahadrin do. So it's not literally to be learned as a tzorich. It's not tzorich. It's not tzorich means he must. So it's not a must, it's a Mahadrin. But according to this, you've got, but you're right, but it's not.
Using the word tzorich in that context of an optional.
It sounds like a very.
It's a chinuch of how we do it, which is a mahadrin.
Why is he using the word tzorich?
Are we struggling to understand how he's living by himself?
No, we're
struggling to understand that.
The starting point that we're struggling with is how to learn this Shulchan Aruch, that a child, a minor child, who's gilei chinuch, must light.
It's very forced.
There's two ways of interpreting this. Either he's living on him by himself, he's got his own house. That sounds like a slightly bizarre case.
Well, it could be he's living like people have these garden outhouses, you know. So he's
outhouse?
It's part of the same property, but it's just separate.
Yeah, would he have a chiyuv to light himself in such a case? Interesting, Shaila. Very interesting.
He's a cotton.
Yeah. Or alternatively, you learn that it's.
Kids out into the dog
house. It's a dog house. Yeah.
Rob, is it? You is get it all possible the to say to make their own that it means that he has to be there when you're lighting?
Oh, that's an interesting chat. Oh, here, the interesting suggestion.
And when you're lighting.
That the meaning would be, according to this suggestion, not that you are physically, that the child is obligated to light, but he must be present. But how would you learn the words, which literally means he must light? It remains a bit of a mystery, Either way, I want to point out that it's just one of those cases that shitchistik. How do you say shitchistik in English? Shitchistik, super. If you not deep, if a very
purpose.
So what's that?
No, superficial.
Very superficial learning of Shulchan Aruch over here would be absolutely incorrect. It's one of those cases. You just go to Shulchan Aruch. If you the literal sense would be incorrect, because either you learn about a very interesting case, or you're referring to the tzorich not being very, very literal. Yeah.
I would have thought that Rova Olam light more than one. You know, it's become the norm. This mechuzah is
not. Yeah, potaken.
Lulav, still people have different levels.
But
so this is like really and truthfully, although it's not the Ikur Din, it's become the norm. This is how the child's going to really light the rest of his life.
Right. So there's another element. I hear. But I want to just point, I just realized something. I made a slight mistake. I just realized something that actually the Tzorich Lahadlik referring to the Mahadrin that also can't really be pshat because this is all the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold of that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold this such a Mahadrin in the first place. So it is according to the Ramah. It's even more, it's very, very difficult to understand. Pardon? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Ramah, you know, there's also his own difficulty, but certainly according to Shulchan Aruch, you can't learn that it's talking about the chinuch of lighting and about the Mahadim and the Mahadim. So it's very, very difficult, Shulchan Aruch. I really.
Why are we passing? At least we have the minhag to do it. We have the Torah could refer to the minhag of all the boys above a certain age lighting. But
the Shulchan Aruch certainly didn't have that minhag. Yeah, if you would say the Ramah would say that, then we could perhaps swallow it.
That pushes you back to saying that the Pshat's got to be.
It's got to be, and that's it's a very, very strange. Yeah.
Because you can't have a Srichot as Chinuch, according to the
Machaber,
because it's
Ne'er Shabesa. Yeah, interesting, yeah. Yeah, it is. I do feel it's quite important. It's interesting that I could just see that. You know, there is very much in line with what you're pointing out. There's always that question about chinuch. Where do you draw the line in terms of chinuch? A child who is not yet quite obligated. No, it's not. I'm saying is igel chinuch, but he's not quite obligated in his own. Just as chinuch. How far does he have to be madrin? To put it in a financial sense, you know, the question is always with Dalit Minim, how much should you spend for a chinuch set? Is it the £12 or is it the £120 set? How much is, for a child which is a gila chinuch, how much do you have to, how far does it go? Which, in other words, is how much mahadrin, how much hidur does a chinuch requirement, how much? So, and this is true, pardon? Yeah, but what is really a pialoch? It's a halachic question. How much do you have to spend on a hidu on a gil chinuch? So, whatever the answer that is going to be, it appears that the minik, when it comes to Chanukah, the minik is certainly that we go well and beyond the requirements. Because the chiyu of having mahadrim and a mahadrim every single night for every single child is certainly well above. If we're doing mahadrim and a mahadrim for every gil chinuch. Saying, really, you could say, okay, fine, you know, the children should light one. Okay, you know, all the nights, just one. But we don't do that. They light every single night, which means that the Mahadrin and Mahadrin, and which is, you know, it's Mahadrin and Mahadrin for. So that itself requires a bit of understanding why is it on Chanukah. When it comes to Chanukah, we go so extreme. We go so far beyond the real obligation. We do mahadrim and mahadrim for even the gila chinuch, which is not really. We're not obligated to do that.
That's the nace. The nace wasn't really necessarily nace, and Hashem showed its chavivus.
Very nice, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu went well beyond. Yeah. Or it could be, what I saw in the Sforim is that Chinuch itself, Chanukah, comes from the Lashon Chinuch, right? Yeah, because it is the chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash, but it's also in many ways it's being mechanech. It's a yom tov in the houses. It's about the houses. When it comes to the house, we want to get things. You know, it's the yom tov that represents how we educate our children, how we bring up our kids, and we do that with full ketush and tahal. We're going to go all the way indeed. Yeah.
Is it our chinuch that he's lighting, or is it it's just telling you the age that he's supposed to be lighting at when he gets to the chinuch? Is he doing it for?
Very interesting. So you're pointing out that maybe the Shulchan Aruch is addressing the age that cotton shigia lechinuch tzorach l'adlik, as opposed to what?
As opposed to he needs to light chinuch. So chinuch is normally on the father, so the father has to make sure he lights. I was going to suggest on these lines.
Could we suggest a pshat that here it means if there's no adult around to light, right. The cotton's has got a chiyuv. Tonight.
So the Shulchan Aruch is telling me that if not,
well, he is an Eir Shabbos in that case, even though he's not.
But the reality is that he's not obligated.
He's got a chinuch.
What would be the chinuch to light himself, or to be yotzei through the father? Eir
Shabbos. If it's Eir Shabbos, then he has to light because his father has to be behind.
So I hear what you're saying. It's very. But so the wording is fascinating. What you're saying is really something to think about. But it still sounds the wording of tzorich lehadlik is still very strange, because he's not obligated to light. Because if kodshigia lechinuch is obligated, then surely he's only obligated neri shuveisoi. He's yoytze through his father's adlaka.
I'm picturing here a yosem in his house. There's a family, a mother, and there's a boy, the oldest.
So it's gia lechinuch. Yeah.
He's got, they're all in one house. Who should do it? Should the mother do it? Should the boy do it? From chinuch onwards, the boy should do it.
Yeah, I think that's what the Mishnah means. That is what the Mishnah means. L'chayre. Al kauch meri kan shakot nazi yeish lo bais b'fnei atzmoi. V'al kein tzorich lehadlik u levorech. Very, okay, these are really interesting thoughts. Brinet, I was always very intrigued by this question of cotton, the halachas of a cotton on Chanukah. It's a very interesting sugi, Hope that this Chanukah will have time to clarify this. It clearly does sound like it. There's something interesting going on over here. Right, okay, we'll complete the shiur here at this point. Let me just summarize what we learned. We spoke about achsanoi, the halacha of an achsanoi, which is, again, it's not shlichos. There's a halacha that somebody's a host. Somebody's a guest by a host, he must be a bit of partnership, chipping in, and then be yoyed to that. It does happen, you know, people go away for Chanukah, business trips or something, or they're going away for a couple of it. If you're staying by a family, you're just giving a couple of pounds. By the way, you don't have to be literally paying a fortune towards it. You don't have to half the expense. Just give something towards it and you're yotze without obligation. And we also discussed extensively, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, yes, the wife who lights at home, she couldn't theory be yotze, she be moitzu. Yes, a wife at home can be moitzu. It's a bit of a shy if there's a time gap. So if somebody is here and the wife is in America or vice versa, that'll be a problematic. Because if you go to Hatzol, these are questions, the real questions. If the time, if she can be moitzu when you're not, when it's not your chiyuv anymore. So if you're landing him when you're, you know, it could be that when she's lighting you, by you it's already after morning. So it could be that's not going to work. That's very likely the case. But if it's all within the same time zone, you can be yoitze through your wife. We also learned that if you've got your own, if you are a guest somewhere and you've got your own physical, technical, logistical opportunity to light yourself, you should do that. We spoke about the cotton and the difficulties with the nusach of Shulchan Aruch. I wish you a freilich in Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. You should be a lichting in Chanukah, as we say in Yiddish, full of lights and full of oires and full of kedusha. We should be, and we'll see you tomorrow evening with Shem at 8 o'clock, same time, same place.